Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm not here to do nothing bad. I'm here to work.
Meet Luis. He lives in St. Louis and works as a landscaper.
For me, it's like a career. I like it.
He tells me he provides for his wife and 4 kids. They are part of an estimated 50,000 unauthorized immigrant population calling Missouri home.
We know like some bad and good people. And I feel that... And the side of the good people.
Yeah, that story done by Channel 4 here locally. They've got a whole series of reports they're doing on the local immigration issue. They're calling it Beyond the Border. Most of it seems to be focused on softening people's views on illegal aliens because they don't call them illegal aliens. They call them unauthorized immigrants. That kind of tells you where they're going with it. But they're trying to prepare people, I think, for what might start happening on Monday at around noon. So we've got Victor Avila on the phone with us right now. He's a retired ICE supervisory special agent. And Victor, welcome to the show and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Great to be on with you today.
Absolutely. So just out of interest, the reason that we asked you to join us this morning was to talk about a lawsuit. The federal government has sued Suffolk County, claiming they owe $60 million in damages, and this is all relating to assisting ICE. Is that correct?
That's right. This case seems to be kind of a upside down and backwards, kind of the epitome of what we lived in under the last 4 years, where the Suffolk County government doesn't want to house the illegal aliens that have been arrested and charged with a crime, mostly a state crime. And this happens, by the way, across the country where the federal government, you know, is reimbursing a lot of these county jails where they do house federal inmates. And we're talking about illegal aliens, and so there's this money issue that the Suffolk County seems to be on the other side, which we find ourselves with a lot of these jurisdictions, these sanctuary cities and states in some cases where they seem to side with them, the people that are here illegally and not with the public and the taxpayer, because I believe that people that we're spending a lot of money with all this, but I think that the way the response happened on November 5th with the voter is we're okay with spending money with when it's spent on enforcement of the law, right, and removing the illegal aliens. I think we're okay with that, and that's what this is about.
Well, again, I think people are going to be in for a rude awakening. Tom Homan continues to impress me with every interview I see him in. Now, did you work under him when you were with ICE?
Yes, and Tom Homan is a personal friend of mine. I know Tom well, and you're right. He's ready, and I do agree with you that about what you mentioned about softening the American public. They are going to pull at the heartstrings of American people. Just wait for the first images to come out of that first quote-unquote family separation, and you're going to see those videos. And this is where we have to say, listen, if you're a good person and you're not a criminal per se, all you did was break the law to come into this country, then come back and do it legally, and maybe there will be a path for you to do it that way. But for now, we have to take the country back and place law and order as a priority to send a signal to that illegal alien and to a lot of people around the world and other countries that you will respect our sovereignty and you will respect our Constitution and our law and order, which hasn't been in the last several years.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. We're talking Victor Avila. He's a retired ICE supervisory special agent. Now, correct me, are you currently running for office in Texas in the 23rd Congressional District?
Or is that no, I did. I did last year, and I didn't make the runoff there. But, you know, I threw my hat in there. I'm trying to make a difference here. I retired from a federal service, and obviously, like a lot of Americans, I don't agree with a lot of stuff that was happening, especially at the border. When it comes to the cartels and the fentanyl, my subject matter expertise of human trafficking, and boy, are we dealing with all that today, right? So that politics is now aside for me. I'm concentrating and hopefully being part of the solution as we get, you know, close to getting ready to actually do some enforcement right around the corner.
Yeah, well, I hope they get you involved. If you don't mind, share with people your story. You were involved in a shootout with a drug cartel, and you were injured during that, correct?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's right. Back in 2011, when I served in Mexico, Special Agents Jaime Zapata and I were ambushed by Los Zetas cartel during an assignment on the highway freeway on the way back to Mexico City. We were shot at over 100 rounds. Agent Zapata tragically lost his life in the line of duty. A lot of people don't know that. I go around the country speaking about this story. I took 3 bullets, and I'm here by the grace of God. Surviving that horrible event. And so I understand personally the imminent threat that we face from these criminal organizations, these cartels, and everything that affects us here in our country. A lot of people think, well, it's happening in Mexico, but there's a ripple effect directly, especially now, in every corner of our country that I think people now feel the effect of it and want some kind of solution. They want some action against this.
Gosh, well, glad you're okay. That's just, it's crazy. And you think about, to your point, I mean, it's like every state's been impacted by this. You brought up fentanyl. And, you know, I am really confident that Donald Trump will make a huge impact at the border. Do you think we're going to see that as it relates to fentanyl? Because we know that's been coming across the border at alarming rates.
Absolutely. And it comes to, China, obviously, the bigger picture. China and the relationship they have in Mexico. They've been in Mexico for a long time, and the precursors and chemicals they continue to provide there. By the way, some of those chemicals are now coming in through Central America because of the attention given to China. But nevertheless, the fentanyl is still produced in Mexico, smuggled through there into our country, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans every single year. And no one seems to say or do anything about it. I know President Trump, besides stopping it at the border, I think they're going to launch an incredible federal kind of PSA, public service announcement, to bring the awareness to every child at the school level, at the university level, not to use any of these counterfeit pills. According to the DEA, 7 out of 10 pills in the black market are laced with fentanyl, and it's literally killing our youth. And so you're going to see a major, major change, especially when it comes to the trafficking. And not just fentanyl, by the way, but we have a big problem with methamphetamine and other drugs as well.
Wow. Victor Avila, our guest this morning. So you have a book out, right? Agent Under Fire. Tell us about it.
So I wrote Agent Under Fire. It's a story, you know, about me and a couple of cases. Human trafficking is really close to my heart, and that's what I rescue a lot of women and children. Talk about that, but obviously I go into detail about the ambush in Mexico. And then what I did, I wanted to really talk to people and let them know about border security. So at the end of the book, you're going to get an incredible briefing of when it comes to the wall, sanctuary cities, and all these policies that you probably have never heard about that are you're going to see some changes come next week on those with executive orders, but at least you'll get a very good understanding of what's going on.
So, Victor, I have to ask here because I do a segment on Tuesday called 2A Tuesday, and I'm a big shooting enthusiast myself. Tell me about this. You are a lifetime member of the NRA who set the world record for the longest handgun shot.
That's right. A couple of years ago, I shot a 10-millimeter handgun using a stabilizer. It's a piece of plastic. The company is USA One Shot.
Yeah.
And shot 2,010 yards, hit a 36-by-36-inch metal plate out in Nevada. And that's incredible. It's an incredible device that I carry with me all the time. I have one in my truck. And they're trying to get in the hands of a lot of law enforcement. It really helps your handgun become very stabilized and makes you a lot more accurate.
Wow. Well, Victor, I tell you, whatever is next for you, we wish you the best of luck, and thank you for your service and dedication.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Good to have you on. Victor Avila there. What a great story. Did run for Congress down in the 23rd District. Did not win in the primary down there, but maybe he'll run again, or maybe his friend Tom Homan has a position for him in his new ICE and Homeland Security position there. That'd be fantastic. Yeah, what a great guy. No doubt about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.